Is this embarrassing? Yes. Is it awkward? Yes.
No, bitch, it wasn't awkward until you made it awkward by saying awkward.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Awkward.
Social podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Awkwardly Social Podcast. My name is Jose Chavez. Thank you so much for downloading this episode. It's a solo one. It's me all by my lonesome, just knocking out this podcast because I need to. I need to be productive. I very much meant to put this out on Saturday with the intention of having something out there that was going to be spoiler free. By the way, there's no spoilers in this episode or anything like that, so don't think that this is going to be one of those things where I'm going to review both Game of Thrones and Avengers Endgame, which if you're listening to this podcast, you might be a fan of those. I'm not going to do that to you. I would not. In fact, the reason I was going to put this out on Saturday was specifically because of the fact that so many people and so many podcasts that I love listening to that my friends put out, they've been, you know, talking about it, and I had to like skip whole sections and essentially had to walk away from that. Every time somebody says something like, "You haven't heard that one artist? Their music is everywhere." And they have to factor in the fact that unless they are preloaded into a playlist or music that I downloaded at least over a decade ago, I'm not going to know who that artist is. Same kind of thing I assume goes for podcasts, but I forget that this is content being created by other people and my friends who are lucky enough to be able to, through the industry, go to premieres and early screenings of stuff have all seen it. So they're all talking about these things that I love watching, and I had to like shut it off. So I said, I'm going to put an episode out that's completely spoiler-free, where it will be somewhat mentioned, but nothing will be given away. And that ended up not happening. I was busy. Sometimes you have responsibilities or parties to go to and places to get drunk at. It's not my fault, but this is it now. You don't have to worry about any spoilers. If you haven't watched, the movie Endgame yet, I enjoyed it very much. I'm very much looking forward to seeing it again. I don't want to give too strong of a like, "Oh my God, this was amazing" kind of thing, only because, sometimes when you say something like that, it gets everyone's hopes way up, and then they, end up liking it less because they were expecting something different. And but I'll say this much: you will enjoy it. You will have a lot of fun, and you'll have a lot of laughs. And there'll be some moments where you just burst out in like cheers. I did a whole thing where I was essentially dehydrated for the sake of being able to not have to go to the restroom, and that's really hard to do, especially since right before that, I had a drink at the bar there at the ArcLight in Sherman Oaks, and that stuff usually cuts right through me. And I thought for sure I was gonna get up and go to the restroom while watching the film, but that did not end up happening. You don't need to know about my whole struggle, but I'm just saying, enjoy this episode. I doubt you'll be listening to this on time. Even if you listen to it right when it comes out, it's probably too late for you to go to the show I'm doing tonight, which is the day this episode comes out, which is April 30th. I'm going to be at the Oxnard Levity Live in, of course, Oxnard, California. I have a couple of shows coming up. Pretty much everything that I'm doing is going to be in California, because until some of these venues outside of California look at me and say, "That's a guy I would pay enough to be able for him to be able to afford the trip," I probably won't be doing too much. But, when other comics take me out, you'll see me there. Check out all my upcoming shows at awkwardlysocialcomedy.com. Again, I'm going to be at Oxnard tonight, doing several shows over at the Dude's Brew. That's every second and fourth Wednesday of each month. That's out at the Dude's Brew in Valencia. I'm going to be doing a private event. It's I did a podcast a while back at this garage. I told a story about how it was creepy getting there, but the place ended up being really awesome. I'm doing a show for these guys that's going to be streamed live online, but they are also going to allow some people to go in and watch it live. So if you want to do something like that, it's going to be in Bell, California. That's going to be June 1st. Oh, and Cinco de Mayo, May 5th. I'm going to be at the Route 66 Roadhouse in Duarte, California. So come out to that if you wanna. June 5th, Haha Comedy Club. That's in North Hollywood. And then July 16th, I'll be at the Ontario Improv. Again, all of this is available at awkwardlysocialcomedy.com. If you wanna try to get some tickets ahead of time, want more information, email me, josechavezcomedian@gmail.com to get some live updates. You know, follow my social media at I am Jose Chavez. I post all of my fun stuff on there. Which is, of course, what you guys look forward to, I'm sure. I like that. I like that I spend my social media promoting the podcast. I'm like, hey, listen to this podcast. And then I get on the podcast and I say, hey, look at my social media for stuff. I understand it's very confusing. I'm sending you all every which way, but it's what I have to do. It's what I need to do to be able to promote. What's that word that was popular for a long time? Synergy. There you go. And I got that out of the way. Now, if I had sponsors, this is where I would put a sponsor ad. But I don't have any. So I'll just say, you guys, my lunch was brought to you by McDonald's. McDonald's, they have food. My complaints are going to be very first world for a couple minutes. Oh, my God. The fact that I'm complaining about spoilers, I did. Now, I went through the whole cleanse last year where I just got off social media altogether. I may have to do that again soon. And I know it's hard because I need to be able to be available to promote stuff. And but it is so hard to avoid fucking spoilers. I mean, I'm sure by now you guys have heard of that guy that got his ass handed to him for going out of his way to, in person, spoil things. You know, for Endgame, like people that were waiting in line, he was yelling out crucial things just to fuck with people because he wasn't thinking of any real consequences. This is a direct result of like when you are a, what's the word I'm looking for? What's that guy? Hung that guy. Those people that are dicks who start trouble on the internet. I forget what they're called. But they essentially anybody with an egg emoji or icon on Twitter. Those people like to go around and cause trouble. They do it from a disconnected environment because there's no real consequence. It's one of those things where it's like, this isn't a real thing technically, so it's not really an issue worth the equivalent of somebody putting their hand in front of your face and being like, I'm not touching you. That's what this is. It's you think it's a consequence-free situation because of the fact that it's technically not really a thing. It's like, it's one of those things where it won't affect your life in any way other than ruining what could possibly be an amazing experience. Now, you know, and this guy got his ass handed to him for doing so, and he did not expect to need to get medical treatment in that moment, but it happened. And I don't want to condone violence, but a part of me was like, you know what? I can't say that I wouldn't have done the same in the moment. I want to be able to have the confidence to say, I'm better than that. I know not to do something like that, but I could very much be wrong, and that could actually end up being the case. So I'm not going to pretend to know whether or not I would do or not do that. But a part of me feels like I could picture myself wanting to make a fist and, like, you know, either hit somebody or scold them or nag them and know that nothing really resolves the frustration I'm feeling in that moment. Because it's a big deal, you guys. I mean, I still remember getting in line for the first Avengers film, showing up, you know, early because it was before you can reserve tickets to most, if not all, the theaters. So I had to get there early. Was listening to podcasts on my headphones, which, again, I don't know why I do that to myself. I learned this lesson back then. My friends showed up and got there early enough for me to be able to just have a conversation with them. But had they not shown up when they did, I would have continued listening to this one podcast where they had on one of the actors from the film. And one of the interviewers accidentally gave away, I think it was Phil Coulson's death that they gave away. If I had heard the rest of that podcast before my friends had showed up, then, you know, that would have spoiled the film for me, or at least that pivotal moment for the film. And yeah, it's all about timing. I mean, that so I know that it can slip out and people can say things, and it's not like they can't go back and edit it. But there's people who do that stuff. I muted so many people on Facebook. Muting their profiles because I just did not want to see it. I don't trust many of you motherfuckers out there, and I I know that it's a non-issue, but I'm still allowed to have like some kind of complaints. And I think that that's a healthy thing to be able to do that. Cause it's conflicting. Sometimes some people will complain and then they'll walk around very bitter. And I just think to myself, you really need to kind of let go, lighten up a little bit. But at the same time, I know that they need to do that. I constantly say, feel your feelings so you don't feel them anymore. But I think another thing that I should start adding to that, like a little asterisk, is, but not all feelings need to be as addressed or as expressed as it is. Like, I think I'm getting a little too heady these days and need to be less in my mind and processing something and looking for sort of a message behind the thing. But just, you know, sometimes it's cool. It's fine. It's frustrating, but let it go. I don't know. but it's healthy. It's healthy to have those little micro things because, you know, not every day your life isn't full of drama. Your life isn't full of like complicated things. And sometimes it is. And I think that you're allowed to sort of have like a slight inconvenience when someone cuts in front of you in line, or you show up to a Starbucks and they don't have the drink you wanted, they are out of it, and it's like slight inconvenience, a little frustrating, throws you off your game for a moment, but ultimately it doesn't really truly matter. I think you are allowed to feel that little like frustration about it versus just like if you were a robot and did not have any kind of response to that, good for you for being that fucking zen. But I think it's healthier to just have that little bit of frustration, express it, let it out briefly. Nothing big, nothing bombastic, nothing that really fucks up somebody else's day. But you know, just process it and move on from there. I'm mostly just saying this because I've been going through I've been in a few conversations lately. I won't name names as I'm not one to do. But this is not even like a thing where it's like a specific individual. This has been going on a lot. I have people who reach out through the podcast, which I appreciate that. Thank you so very much. There's people who I talk to through comedy, people outside of comedy who feels, how can I will put this, I'm trying really hard not to edit this part out. So I'm going to be as civil as I can be and as vague as I can be. But if an opportunity is not earned, you can't be mad at the fact that you didn't get that opportunity. And I know that I just went through that whole thing about how it's okay to feel it somewhat, but you know, no need to get so angry and carry that with you. You're not being punished by something. It's like you think some people, this is coming from specific examples of people who believe that they deserve something more than someone else, which is not necessarily true. Like you can want something. You can want something with all of your being. You can work hard at it. You can prepare yourself for it. But it doesn't mean that one person deserves it any less or any more than the other than maybe skill, ability, you know, because it's like you can work hard on something and still not be as good as somebody else who is a little more naturally inclined to be able to excel at something. But it's like, yes, you worked hard for something, but you cannot allow yourself to become so bitter and angry about the fact that you didn't get this one thing. And I know that it's easy for me to say that, but I mean, it's happened. I can remember an exact example of something that hit me hard that I did not understand why. I mean, I keep in mind, this is in high school, before I took antidepressants, before I sought therapy, before I knew anything other than a life of depression and silence, you know, where my escape was my writing. And I thought I was exclusive. I thought I was special. I thought I was the only person doing that. I was like, I'm the only person who is writing things down, who wants to be a rapper, who is being poetic about everything, who's talking about the real things. So I put all of me into this one class assignment for a teacher who, like, the thing did not matter whatsoever. And this other guy who put together such a, I mean, if he isn't writing screenplays now, he's wasting a talent, or if he just took that thing from someone else, he delivered it beautifully. But it was this story that about a guy who essentially has had enough at work, and the fact that he was in high school should have been an indication that he got that from somewhere else. But he got an A in the class and he won some prize, which I don't even remember what it was. And knowing the budget or the fact that it's what was in high school, it couldn't have been anything more than maybe like $10 if it was an actual prize. And I remember him winning and me not winning, actually building up a little bit of tears and being like, what the fuck? I deserve that. I gave my all into this. I've gone back recently and seen poems and things that I've written that were not good. I thought I was an artist. I thought I was something, you know, I thought I was the shit when it came to being able to express myself. I don't even know if this podcast is any good. I could go back and 20 years and just think, oh my goodness, I can't believe any of this is out here. But I was so convinced that I deserve this thing, that I was owed this opportunity and this prize or this recognition, whatever it was. And I was bitter by that. I was bitter about it. And it was unnecessary for me to have that response to this whole thing, because it wasn't a thing. Again, a non-issue. And I see people now, and I know people now, who walk around with such a bitterness about not having something that they can sum up everything based off of a couple of opportunities. If you say, there's always somebody who, I feel like this is where racism or certain things originate from. If you are a white male and you are privileged and you get these opportunities because you are immediately seen by somebody as a person who deserves, or not deserves, but like, oh, he would be a great candidate just based off of pure aesthetic alone, or the confidence, or however they come to the conclusion of that, then somebody who isn't a white male could be like, what the fuck? I'm a female, whatever ethnicity, I'm a male, not white, and I didn't get this thing because I wasn't that one thing. That sucks. And then they have these diversity programs or these things where they try to hire, diversely, and now there's a white man who says, that sucks, they took that opportunity away from me because I'm a white male versus being this. And then now he has this hatred. And there's a thing where it's like bounces back and forth. Somebody who only hires their friends or only hires their family or exclusively doesn't hire their family. And then their family gets burned by that and they feel like they missed an opportunity. There's always somebody who gets something that you wanted. And if you're fortunate enough to get the thing that you wanted and other people were pining for, know that there's going to be some kind of, I'm not saying backlash or prepare for hell, but like there's going to be somebody who will be negatively influenced to feel like they are being denied by society. They feel like they're being categorized or lumped, or it's something in this infrastructure that is causing them to not be the most beneficial person. It always bounces back and forth. I often, people who are the most homophobic are usually people who are closeted homosexuals. I also firmly believe that some of them who aren't, were either raised by somebody who was homophobic, or they feel like that, I know of one example, a real life example of someone who hated gay people because she was turned down by a man that she had a thing for who was gay. And that broke her heart because she essentially had lumped this guy into being the love of her life. And she acted negatively towards other gay people because she felt scorned. She felt burned by this. There's always something like that. So all of that being put out there, I know it's hard to do, but you can't walk around carrying such negativity so outwardly that is all that you can be described as. I mean, I was at a karaoke bar with a few fellow comedians, and there was a woman, these women who were regulars in there, and one of them was crying and losing her shit and yelling at strangers because she couldn't figure out her relationship, and she was walking around with such bitterness. And it was upon further information, they hadn't been together in several years, and she was still aggressively angry about the whole situation. And again, it's hard to be able to move on from certain things, but maybe don't ruin everyone else's evening just because, you're still stalking your ex-boyfriend or whatever your scenario is. It's rough. It sucks. I mean, hell, I constantly submit for the NBC Diversity Showcase, and have only made it past the first round twice. And that's, you know, a hard thing to do because you're going up against hundreds or thousands of people across a nation. And it's not like a thing where, like, if I were to assume or feel like I was owed something just because of seniority or just because I've been doing something for a longer period of time or just because I'm convinced that I deserve it more, you know, that mentality could potentially work for some people, but it's all luck. You know, there's some people who say, no, I want something, so I'm gonna get it, and I always get it. That person is super lucky. They are fortunate, and they don't know they're not going to know how to respond to things when they no longer get something. If you manage to live your whole life always getting what you want, you are one of the luckiest motherfuckers out there. I will be a little envious of you, but at the same time, you will never know how to get things better or further along because you never had to learn from failure or from losing. You know, it's hard. I just had a great chat with a friend who, you know, missed out on opportunity because she was very vulnerable at a job interview. And I think that that's a good thing. I mean, I can't be the guy who, I'm not the guy who can say when is, what a great job interview is. Cause I'm not the worst at it, but I can be a little too direct with it. I mean, the last job interview that I did for customer service, I told them that I firmly believe that the customer isn't always right, and I stand by that. But I'm sure that that probably lost me the opportunity to have that job. And, you know, I have my convictions, and I try to stick to them as best I can. But I think that there's an honesty to it that people will appreciate, that vulnerability, that expressing of something. I don't know. I've gone off on too many tangents. Things are being redirected around. This was initially coming from avoiding spoilers, and now I've gotten to this point. That's how conversations work, and I love it. One other thing I wanted to talk about. I posted this thing the other day really based off of kind of going along the same thing about the whole try not to constantly wear negativity as the main drive of your dialogue. I don't know. Say some of it for your journal. I'll say that much. You know, or your therapist. Talk to your therapist. If you talk to a therapist, it'll save you a lot. Because I mean, I could be way more negative on social media if it wasn't for me finding some kind of outlet, something else to come out. But one thing that I want to sort of challenge or put out there for you is I know my people. I know the people in my life. I know people that are like me. I will spend some time being negative towards myself. I will shit on my own abilities, performances, what have you, and not give myself any credit or love when I deserve it. I deserve to give myself some kind of, hey, fucking, you tried, buddy. You tried kind of conversation. Or not even just like, oh, I failed. But give myself a positive affirmation. Give myself a lesson in being kind towards myself. If you can take 10 minutes to be just terrible to yourself, to attack yourself, to internalize all these negative thoughts, you should be able to take the same amount of time to do the exact opposite. I'll start with this. I haven't worked enough in the last couple of weeks to be able to justify that I've been a hard worker. I haven't done enough shows. I haven't had enough. I haven't brought in enough money to be able to say I'm a responsible adult. And I will beat myself up for that constantly. I can say that, you know, I was doing so well with my working out and my exercising, and then I let it fall by the wayside because I was being reckless with my medication and my productivity, and I was prioritizing the wrong things. Those are the negatives. The positives. I take the time to reach out to people when they need help, when I see that they need help. I'll listen to them. I'll talk to them. If I can provide real advice, real answers, I will do so. Sometimes I'll be straightforward and give them as direct of an answer as I can, because sometimes they need that. Or if what they need is just somebody to say more quotable type responses, I will do that. You know, but it's about helping somebody. It's about reminding somebody else to keep moving, because I know that it's important to do that for other people, and I do that, and I take the time to help people out. I take the time to listen, and I take the time to encourage others to try something. And then on top of that, I try new things. I mean, I was just in a sketch this weekend helping a friend out who needed help, who said, I need somebody to play this character. Will you play it for me? It was supposed to be a group of people who were dressed like the most Halloween-y kind of cat costumes, where it's just like taking a marker and drawing whiskers on your face, you know, wearing little fake ears and a fake tail, and then wearing obvious gloves that are, you know, or, you know, that look like mittens, that are like if they were cat paws. I did this. My buddy saw me wear it once for Halloween, and he asked me if I would do it again, and I was supposed to be amongst these people. And this thing that I did is going to be part of some anthology series on Amazon Prime. So me trying things led to me having fun meeting new people, having some laughs and playing around and being a silly adult dressed like a fucking cat, you know. And I enjoyed it. If you go to my Instagram, you'll see it at I am Jose Chavez. I'm dressed like a cat, and it's like it's not important and it's silly, but it's fun, and I enjoyed myself. And I like that I will say yes to things like that. I like that I will, you know, make an effort to do something like that. Or if somebody needs a jumper cable kind of thing, I know that I'm the kind of person that will reach out and do something. And those are the positive things I'll say about myself. I know that I'm willing to help others, and then I still make the time to help myself, that I don't just neglect myself. I don't deny myself the opportunity to just, you know, decompress. And those are things that I like about me. I think that, you know, if you take the time to be more positive towards yourself, you will be you'll understand those things. I think people don't know themselves well enough to know. Like, you know, sometimes you have a quirk. You don't know that you have that quirk. I didn't know that I was perceived as a wouldn't harm a fly when my sister tried to hide the fact that she was trying to kill a bee from me because she said that she knows I don't like to kill animals. I didn't know that I didn't like to kill animals. I knew I would, you know, escort them out of the house, but I didn't know that that was something that I had always done. And we don't know those little things about us, because it's not a focal point. It's not like we constantly say, well, this is who I am. I am this person, which is, by the way, another thing that I'm kind of proud of, which borders into a little bit of a, you don't want to try to have an ego about it, but just give yourself a compliment. Fuck it. Say if you're feeling good today, like that whole felt cute, might delete this later, I don't know. Fucking allow yourself to be cute. No need to delete. Celebrate. You have some fucking fun. Take that selfie. Don't be obsessed with yourself, but celebrate yourself. You know, give yourself a compliment. I made sure to pay these bills. I made sure to reach out to friends. I made sure to be a responsible adult so that when I go out and do things with my friends, this is something deserved. It's not something that I'm just doing because I'm ignoring responsibilities. I was responsible. This is my reward for being responsible. Fucking, if you are there for your kids, or you didn't give your kids a shitty name, give yourself a fucking pat on the back, you know, and don't hold it against your kids if they don't appreciate you right away. That's the kind of shit that comes way further down the line. So, fuck it, but give yourself some love. Hug yourself, or I don't know, make friends with someone new and then hug them. But don't be creepy about it. I tell you what, I'll go ahead and wrap it up there. I'll leave it there. You guys, send me some stuff. I know I was talking to somebody who had just started doing a podcast with his wife. I look forward to hearing that. And I always put it out there saying, hey, you know, reach out if you need anything. And he reached out, and they are going to be putting a podcast out. Once it's out, I'll plug it. I'll let you guys know. And I want to check it out myself, because again, I like listening to podcasts. Everyone has a story to tell, so fucking tell it. Tell it well, you know. Reprogram yourself. Educate yourself in how to do that. Condense your shit down as much as possible. I'm not the best example of that, because clearly I go off on tangents, but this is the one place where I can go off on a tangent, so you're going to hear it. Email me, josechavezcomedian@gmail.com, to suggest topics. to pass along new podcasts that you're recording, to just reach out and say hi, follow me on social media. You can DM me on that as well, but I don't respond to those right away. At I am Jose Chavez on everything. Tell people about this podcast. Spread the word. Leave me a review if you haven't already done so. That'd be great. That helps me get sponsors, and that helps me, you know, get better, like more responses, which have been booming, and I love it, and I'm so thankful for all of you for doing that. You know, do that kind of stuff. Reach out, let me know that you're there. The funnier the response or review you leave, the better. Whatever you want to do, just, you know, have fun with it. But please, you know, awkwardlysocialcomedy.com, all of that other stuff. See you at a live show, maybe. Send me your bad poetry. Send me something terrible that you once did. Something that you look back and you're like, oh my God, that's awful. Or your songs. Send me some music. Send me something you create. I'll check it out. Send stuff my way. All right, y'all. Have a fantastic week. New episode soon. Take care. Blah, blah, blah. Bye-bye.